Excited for today because the weekend gets to kick off today and there's so much happening that is in the land of the brave. Now, if you did miss the Fresh Gig Guide, you can check on our website. That's www.freshfm.com.na/events, and all the events that you can potentially go to will be available just for you. Now, I did mention I'll be having a special guest joining me right here on Fresh FM on 2.9, and joining me on the line is a rising star in the music industry, Nosifo. Good afternoon, Nosifo. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
I am fantastic. First of all, I'd like to say it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to talk to you.
Oh, man, thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic. Now, before we dive before we dive into it, you initially from South Africa, yes? How do you feel about the victory of the Springboks in the Rugby World Cup, if you did watch the World Cup, by the way?
I think it's a really big thing that the Springboks did for us, because as the captain, Siyaka Nisi, was saying after the match, it's that the game, it is a powerful thing because it unites the whole country, black, white, colored, Indian, you name it. But we become one thing because of rugby.
Exactly.
And it did exactly that for us. And I saw the following day, the following morning, there were kids actually where I stay who were playing rugby with bottles. They used a bottle as the ball. And I was like, this is what Sia was talking about.
Exactly. And even here in Namibia, I mean, it was a celebration for us. I mean, it felt like, even though it's South Africa won, it was a whole African thing. It was like Africa won. Yes. And it was beautiful to watch the streets. We were screaming and making noise, and it was fantastic. Now, Nosifo, I'd like to know your musical journey, right? And sometimes music takes over our lives, either from the beginning or it marks a checkpoint later on in our lives. So I'd like to know how music became something that you dabble with.
So I am born into a musical family, right? I'm the first of 6 children and the fourth of 13 or more grandchildren, just on my mother's side. And we all have this thing where we just break into song whenever we're together. We just break into song. So it's a thing from home. But I also did school choirs when I was in primary. Mm-hmm. And I started making covers of other people's music. And I'd post them up on YouTube and IG. And that's how I grew my following on, you know, social media. Fine. And people started suggesting that I join idols. So I did at the age of 17 going on 18. Which is like now 6 years ago. That's how I was introduced into the entertainment industry. I did idols and went as far as the top 6. And after that, I was signed with Gallo Records, where I released the likes of Tembalani, Don't Throw My Vibe, Umu Musa. My contract then ended with Gallo Records, and I decided to go ahead and be an independent artist.
Yes.
And we've done amazing stuff with my team, the House of Tom. They've been behind me since day one. I've performed the national anthem for the Springboks.
Yes.
Actually, early this year, sometime in July when they were playing Australia. I've done acting gigs as well. I've been a host. So I've done a lot of things. But it all started with music.
Exactly. Now, who has been your biggest influences that is throughout your musical journey?
I look up to my aunt, Cece, because she has been at it for the longest time. And it took her, I think, probably 13 years to really, like, get her break and be recognized for her talent.
Yes.
Excuse me, in the industry. She's really been the one person I really look up to, because she was right in front of me and I saw the struggle and I saw her wins and losses and everything unfold right before my eyes. So I look up to that woman very much.
Awesome. Now, let's talk about the industry per se, right? And I think as a musician, there's a lot of influences out there. I mean, a lot of people struggle with finding their sound and staying true to their sound, because nowadays it's a find the trend and hop on the trend and run with it. Whether your sound is R&B, if the trend is rap, then jump into rap and run with it and make that your sound. So how do you stay true into figuring what your sound is and staying true to that particular thing?
So it really doesn't matter what genre it is you find yourself singing, as long as you're still telling the same story. So with me, I've done a lot of, I speak a lot about love and pain and I think it's the second time now that I pray in song, right? Because my first, I wouldn't say... Well, it was a gospel song. I composed a gospel song called Gungumusa. Mm-hmm. And that was just me giving the glory to God and saying everything that I am and that I have is because of Him.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am with Mthandazo telling people that this is a reminder, this song is a reminder that it is through the act of prayer that we find our most authentic self.
Exactly. I think that is so true. I think it's always about the manual, right? Because we were made by God, and going back to the manual is essentially figuring out your purpose on earth. Now, you did mention you write a lot about love and pain, yes? Now, recently, you released a video covering one of my favorite songs by Etta James called Etta called At Last, and it was. Oh, it was so beautiful. I remember watching the video, the music video, and this guy walks in and you're like, oh, I was expecting you. And it was just showing the dynamic between essentially a love dynamic, but then into pain as well. And you're like, what do you want from me? And he's like, the song. So let's talk about this particular cover that she did. Why particularly this cover and the making of the song? What was the dynamic behind this?
I've actually always been a fan of Etta James.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to her for the longest time. I actually did cover the song one time. I was 8 years old.
Wow.
And somehow I lost it. It was on YouTube. I was 8 years old and I actually covered that song.
Mm-hmm.
But... one of these good days, I was just sitting at home, and it was load shedding, so I was doing karaoke. So whenever I have nothing to do, I just sit down on my phone and do karaoke, or on my laptop.
Yes.
Right? So I was doing karaoke, and I started singing the song. And then the idea came up to, you know, record the cover and do this... music video thing. But now At Last is, it's a love song. Like, there's nothing painful about it. But I was like, wouldn't it be nice to give people a different perspective of the song? So that I was singing it as though it was a painful song, as if it was a heartbreak song.
Yeah. And I must say...
And the scene that we have in the beginning of the music video, that's what, you know, leads into that interpretation of At Last.
Exactly. And I think it's a very different interpretation to what most people expect certain things to be. And I love how visuals tie in with lyricism, right? And there's this favorite artist of mine called Hozier, right? And the way he writes music and produces music is that the lyrics mean this, but then the visuals mean this. And I think that is brilliant with what you did with that particular video.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about future. You know, it's always like that with artists. When artists release stuff, we're like, oh, this is brilliant, but when is the next one? Now, this new single that you dropped, which was on the 1st of November, that is Mthandazo. What are we expecting? Is an EP coming out? Is it an album coming out? What can we expect?
I've actually been working on my EP.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to go out with a bang.
Yeah.
I mean, the year has come to an end, and I'll start building again for next year. We'll just let Mthandazo build and carry the momentum. But I am working on my EP, which I'm hoping to release late next year. Because also, you know, when you go to studio, you record a bunch of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And you then have to like select the best of the best.
Yeah.
And my supporters deserve nothing less.
Exactly.
So I know that they've been waiting for like a full body of work from me, it be an EP or an album, but I will give it to them in time.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah. Now, we're excited for this particular song and also excited for the quality work that you have for us late next year. So we're looking forward to that. Now, before we let you go, which is quite unfortunate because I'd like to talk for the rest of the day, but before we let you go, I'd like to ask you one last question, okay?
Yes.
Now, you've been obviously in the music industry for quite a while, and I would like to find out, what about the music industry do you value that most people don't?
Well, it's a very difficult space to be in. It's not easy to make a break, especially when you're a woman, because there's a lot of things that you come across.
Yeah.
But I'd say the one thing I value the most about being a part of this industry is that I'm aware of my talent and what I've got to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there can only be one of me.
Yes.
Right? So I'm not in a rush to get my big break or what you may call it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I haven't gotten to where I want to be because there's still a lot I need to learn.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the one thing I value the most. It's that we can all be doing the same thing, but also we can all be uniquely different individuals in the same space and do our own thing. It's big enough for everybody.
Exactly, exactly. True, true. Agree 100%. And with that, thank you so much, Nosifo, for chatting with us, for chatting with me especially. And I hope you the best within all your endeavors and a fantastic rest of the year. I hope you fulfilled all your New Year's resolutions for 2023. And yeah, just a fantastic, fantastic year ahead. And also in next year, we'll be looking forward to your new work.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic. Have a great day. Adios.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That is Nosifo, courtesy, that is, of Fresh FM 102.9. And there's her brand new song that is currently out. And you can listen to it right now on Fresh FM 102.9, the heart and soul of Namibia.